last week, as you will remember, St. Paul spoke to us and urged us to
strive for the virtues that characterize a man of God, a woman of God. And one of those virtues that he told us to aim for is faith, if you will recall. In other words, living consciously in the living, in the presence of the living God. Living as if God exists. Living in such a way that our life would not make any sense if God didn't exist. And St. Paul also told us along that line to fight the good fight of the faith. Now, fighting the good fight means, in part, that we remain faithful even when we're discouraged by violence and contention around us, like the complaint of the prophet Habakkuk in our first reading. But God had an answer for the prophet, namely, that God has a vision. And that vision would be revealed when Jesus preached the kingdom of God. And that vision will be fulfilled at the appointed time. And what Jesus said to the 14th century anchoress and visionary Julian of Norwich is an echo of what God said to the prophet. Here's what Jesus said to her. You will have pain and affliction, trouble and strain and doubt, but you shall not be overcome, and all shall be well. Yes, all shall be well, and all will be well, and you shall see yourself that all manner of thing shall be well. And so the gospel gives us today a beautiful apostolic biblical prayer that we can use often. Increase my faith. Because sometimes our faith grows timid. And I don't mean by that only cowardly, but we become limp in living. And so we need that good prayer. Increase our faith. Now, today, in our second reading, we hear St. Paul's last will and testament as he is imprisoned in chains in Rome, soon to be beheaded under Nero. And what is important to Paul at that moment? He reminds Timothy, his disciple at Ephesus, to shake off timidity and to fan into flame the gift of the Holy Spirit that he received when he was ordained through the imposition of hand. Because Paul says to Timothy, the faith must be passed on. This faith that Paul was about to be killed for. And he says to Timothy that the truth that has been entrusted to him must be lived and vigorous. And so St. Paul says to Timothy, as he says to us, we in whom the Holy Spirit was enkindled and strengthened through the laying on of hand at our confirmation. He says, God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power and love and self-control. Church, this is the spirit that through which we carry on the faith of Christ. This is the spirit that we must pass on to the next generation. This is the fire that the Eucharist ignites in us when we have contact with it. And this is the spirit in which we go forth from this place. Power, love, self-control. And so we are not a people that is beaten down to timidity in the face of the evil that surrounds us. But again, we are a people of power and love and self-control, fighting the good fight of the faith. We are the advance guard of the kingdom that Jesus preached. Living as people of faith, living as if God exists. The great violinist Paganini, one day when he came out onto the stage, discovered as soon as the applause ended that there was something wrong with his violin. He looked at his violin for a moment and realized it was not his famous and valuable one. So he stood there paralyzed. And then he apologized to the audience and he said, "I'm sorry, there must be some mistake. This is not my violin." So he stepped behind the curtain, expecting to find his violin where he had left it. But he found out that it had been stolen, and that somebody had left instead that old second-hand violin. And so he stayed behind the curtain for a moment, wondering what he was going to do. But then he strode back on the stage and he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I will show you that the music is not in the instrument, but it's in the soul." And Paganini played then as he had never played before. And as the music poured forth from that old second-hand violin, the audience became enraptured with enthusiasm, and the applause nearly lifted the roof. Because the man had revealed to them that the music was not in the instrument, but in his very own soul. And church, that power of the Holy Spirit is already in our soul. That power of that spirit of power and love and self-control. No matter how timid or secondhand we may feel that we are as disciples, we are the instruments through which the Holy Spirit wants to play his sweet music before the world. Because God's vision will be completed. God's vision presses on to fulfillment, and we are part of that fulfillment. Lord, increase our faith. Amen.